Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, November 16th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 7 cents at 659 and 3 quarters, December wheat down 22 cents at 806 and a quarter, and Jan beans down 15 and a quarter cents at 1442. We did have a huge sale this morning. 1.87 million metric tons of corn to Mexico. 1.2 million is for this year and 625 for next year. The market fell off today, as it turns out that the rockets that hit Poland actually came from Ukrainian defense missiles. Putin signaled that he wants an extension of the grain agreement, so hopefully we'll get that done before Saturday. And the markets just, gave back a lot of what they put on yesterday because of the fear of a Russian incursion into Poland. So things have settled back down. We've got crude oil down $1.80 a barrel. That's 60 cents off its lows, about where it was when we got the news yesterday. The dollar's down 28 ticks. Stock market looks to open up a little bit lower, 30, 40 lower. The bonds are up a full basis point here. Silver's up, gold's up. I'm not quite sure why they're strong here today. But we had the crush come in at 184.5, right on the money of what they were looking for. Overall, we've had these little blips in the market on the upside. Every one of them, frankly, has been a selling opportunity. And the pros are certainly taking advantage of that. The low on December wheat overnight was 801.5. Yesterday's low during the day was 799.5, I think it was. If we do close under $8 in December wheat, I would say that's a poor psychological close and should lead to lower prices out here. And particularly if Putin does sign a deal in the next couple of days, that would be bearish for corn and beans. If corn was to close under 650, that would be pretty bearish there. So overall, I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here. The sale of corn to Mexico should firm up the market a little bit on the opening here. But again, the funds are long an awful lot, 230,000 contracts of corn, and the charts are starting to look a little iffy. And I think there's going to be some concern there. If corn ever closes under 650, which isn't that far away, we're within a dime of it, basically. That would be a very poor close on the corn as well. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.